and things to be talking about today. Jim Apel is going to be joined by Justin Lewis in just a few moments from Kiss Futures. We'll be talking about the latest on the futures markets today. Later on, we'll be checking our feeder cattle auction barns, OKC West Arena and others. We've got Ag Weather to check on, including the drought monitor update. Daryl Peel on our Beef Buzz a little bit later on. Mike Schull, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, going to be talking about this year's Junior Wheat Show. We've got Tom Leffler giving us a little bit of a preview of what he thinks may be out there for next week, September 30th, stocks report that will be out from Uncle Sam. So lots of good information. I'm excited about what we've got for you today. You should be excited. Let's be excited together, and we'll start with some agriculture news headlines in just a moment.
BigIron.com knows that when you have money tied up in equipment that doesn't meet your needs, it limits your ability to manage your business. By selling your equipment at BigIron.com, you have thousands of eyes on your equipment, and it turns right to liquid capital. In fact, we have trained reps across the state that can come right to your farm and help you list your equipment. Mike Wolf helps Oklahoma folks like you list, describe, and take pictures of your pieces. Just head to BigIron.com and find him in the list of district managers. Or call Mike at 580-320-2718. Everything sells on BigIron.com. You don't pay transportation costs to ship it across Oklahoma or out of the state. So start selling at BigIron.com. If you're looking for equipment for your farm or job, experience the power of BigIron.com. You'll be able to shop for equipment that's right here in Oklahoma or across the country. There are no buyer's premiums, no reserve prices, and every item sells. Our site is simple, easy to use, and you don't need to log in to start viewing the items that are for sale. See for yourself at BigIron.com.
There's no indication that the GOP leadership is ready to move on a procedural vote that would basically combine the Farm Bill passed in July and the nutrition bill, the standalone bill that was passed just a few days ago, into one to be able to get ready to go to a conference with the U.S. Senate. It was expected that they might move forward on that this week, but now nothing in the indications from the House leader's daily email that is going to happen. And that has got a lot of rumors rolling through Washington right now. On the Senate side of things, South Dakota Senator John Thune says he's not hearing anything from his House colleagues regarding a timetable for moving this thing forward.
My understanding is that they've got to pass a procedural motion now to combine the Farm Bill, and they just passed nutrition title before the House Farm Bill conferees can be named. Once that's done, the legislation will come to the Senate where we would have the option of accepting it. And because there are significant differences between the two bills, primarily in the commodity and nutrition titles, the Senate will reject the House Farm Bill, and at that point the Senate will ask for a conference, which the House, we assume, would agree to. And even though the Senate's named Farm Bill conferees before we went on break in August, the Senate will have to rename those conferees, and the House will then name its Farm Bill conferees.
Finn believes that Mr. Lucas is going to have a real challenge in dealing with the Senate on the nutrition standalone bill. He'll have pressure coming from his GOP leadership, as well as obviously pushback from the senators. Bottom line, it's going to be a huge challenge.
That's going to be the biggest, most contentious part of trying to get a resolution here, because $36 billion between the House and Senate nutrition title programs is a pretty big delta. I know that the Democrats are really dug in on that issue, so much so that I couldn't even get a very simple amendment when we consider this during the Ag Committee markup of the Farm Bill that would reduce the overhead and save a few billion dollars without impacting any of the food assistance programs.
Former member of the House Agriculture Committee and now a senator from the state of South Dakota, John Thune, talking about the mess that we find ourselves in and trying to come up with an end game on this 2013 Farm Bill. As Congressman Lucas said on the floor as the nutrition title was moving forward, the standalone nutrition bill was moving forward, it shouldn't be this hard, but it is. Cattlemen's Beef Board Beef Promotion Operating Committee recommended an investment of about $38.5 million for the new fiscal year that starts next week, October 1st. They had to cut about $1 million from the proposals that they approved to meet their final budgetary requirements. Still to come, that has to be reviewed by the full beef board and then approved by USDA. Stick around. Markets are next in Midday, Oklahoma.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
In today's FFA, members are encouraged to believe and to aim high. Former FFA member Courtney Cowley set her sights high and has achieved a lot. A national FFA AgriScience Student of the Year. Since taking off her FFA jacket, a Truman Scholar, a Udall Scholar,
I want to grow like that.
Courtney says FFA is her competitive advantage.
FFA gives students these skills such as public speaking, leadership, service, things like that that help them to grow up and to be wonderful, productive citizens in whatever path they choose to take.
You can grow like that.
The FFA is now more equipped than ever to prepare students for any field, any industry that they desire to be involved in.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sandridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA. Grow like that.
Hey, cattle producers, up and coming October 7th, it's Express Ranch's annual Ranchers Fall Bull and Bred Heifer Sale. 282 Angus bulls will sell at 12 noon, Monday, October 7th, at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. At about 3 o'clock that afternoon, they'll be selling 500 commercial spring bred heifers from Express Ranches. For more information, go to their website, expressranches.com, or give them a call, 800-664-3977. Express Ranches, Ranchers Bull Sale.
Have you heard about the new Ready Dump trailer? The Ready Dump trailers will make your life easier and your business more profitable. Whether you use the Ready Dump trailer one time or 100 times, it will always dump and with no hydraulics. The Ready Dump can haul large loads and it's easy to tow. Made in Cushing, Oklahoma, Red E Dump is the only non-hydraulic dump trailer available. It's just right for you. The Ready Dump trailer. Go to RedEDump.com. That's RedEDump.com.
Here in Midday, Oklahoma, it is market time. We're going to be checking our agricultural futures, but some of the wire to market is what we've got right now with Jim Apel and Justin Lewis from KISS. Jim, welcome back to Midday, Oklahoma. Joining us is Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how are our markets looking at midday?
Equity futures are higher at midday, stopping a five-day skid lower here as we had a couple of positive reports this morning. Initial jobless claims was lower 5,000 to 305,000 for the week ended September 21st. They're looking for a number of 327,000, so that has a bit higher here. Second quarter GDP grew at 2.5% seasonally adjusted annual rate. They're looking for about 2.8%, so that was a little bit negative. That has us trading about 40 higher in the December Dow Jones futures and 4.75 points higher in the S&P. 30-year treasuries are down 17 at 133.02, and the U.S. dollar index is up 26 at 80.70. The crude oil complex is stronger today. We're up 12 in November at 102.79, and we're about $8 off of the high set back at the end of August. Unleaded gasoline and heating oil are both higher, with unleaded being up just under a penny, and then heating oil, which is diesel, up 2 cents. Natural gas futures are steady here. We're a little bit lower in the October, but everything on back is steady to a little bit higher. We had a energy inventory build this morning of 87 billion cubic feet. We're looking for 79 billion, so that's a little bit negative to the natural gas futures, and mostly due to the fact that we haven't had any extreme temperatures, hot or cold, anywhere in the northeast United States. Cattle futures are mixed. We have feeder cattle up 70 to a dollar. The September, which expires today at noon, is up 72 at 159.40. That's about a $2.50 rally this week, so really strong there. Live cattle futures are steady to 20 lower, and the October is down 17 at 127.37. At the middle of August, we actually traded just over 129 in that contract, so we still have some room to go to make new highs. Unlike the feeder cattle, which are trading at their highs, at their contract highs here at midday. Wheat futures are strong today. We're up 7 to 8 cents in the Kansas City and Chicago wheat, led by short covering and the fact that China is in the market to buy wheat here in the U.S., corn and beans both lower on harvest pressure as harvest is really getting in the full swing in the Midwest.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number, please.
877-431-9805.
That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Ron Hayes will have all the latest market numbers for you as Midday Oklahoma continues. Your next chance to buy cattle the superior way coming Friday, September 27th, live on Dish Network Satellite 231, DirecTV Satellite Channel 345, and, of course, on the Internet at SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Livestock's video livestock auction this Friday coming from Fort Worth, Texas. It'll start at 8 a.m. Central Time Friday, September 27th. This week we've got 34,500 head being offered, including about 8,200 yearling steers, 5,000 yearling heifers, 9,200 weaned calves, 8,400 calves on cows, and some cow-calf pairs as well. If you'd like to know the estimated time the lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, you can visit the website, SuperiorLivestock.com, or give them a call, 800-422-2117. The next Superior Livestock Auction, September 27th, this Friday. Remember, at Superior Livestock Auction, we bring the market to you. Here on Midday Oklahoma, let's take a look at these agricultural futures here in the noon hour. On the Kansas City Board of Trade, the December KC wheat's up 8 cents a bushel now, 7.26 1/4. March up 8 3/4 now, 7.28. And July up 5 3/4 cents at 7.10 3/4. That's July of next year, the new crop for 2014. Now, the Chicago soft wheat, December up 7 6 3/4 since last trade, 6.77 1/4. December corn futures right now, down a penny and a half, 4.53 1/4. That's new crop corn, March of 14, down a penny and a half, 4.65 3/4. We've got the November soybean futures off 5 3/4 cents now at 13.16. January 2014, 13.17 3/4, a drop of 6 1/4 cents right now. October cotton, down rather up by 96 points, 84.69 cents a pound. March, or December contract, new crop, up 76.75 cents up, 85.41 cents a pound. Crude oil futures today up 17 cents a barrel, 102.83. Natural gas down a couple of pennies, 3.47. Our livestock futures today, October live cattle futures are off 10 cents at 127.45. December live cattle up 7, 131.35. October feeder cattle contracts are up $1.27. Pretty good day today at 164.20. The lean hog contracts October off 95 cents at 92.75. Off 95 cents on the December contract as well. So overall, not too bad of a day today on these, particularly wheat futures. They continue to have a lot of technical strength, as well as the idea that maybe we're selling quite a few bushels overseas because of a weaker dollar. Stick around. Ag weather coming up next on Midday Oklahoma.
It's the Moss Land and Cattle Company complete dispersion sale, Saturday, September 28th at H2 Ranch and Cattle Company in Perkins, Oklahoma. Everything goes, including 250 head of elite Hereford cattle. The sale also includes champion bull Starshock, plus his progeny in service. There's 5-year-old Star Futura and 3-year-old Gimme Some Lovin'. National Cattle Company is handling the sale. For a complete catalog, go to nationalcattle.com or call Eddie Sims, 580-492-4590.
As Midday Oklahoma continues, we are switching gears, heading over from the market desk to our agricultural weather desk. And the big thing, of course, that we normally have on a Thursday report for you is an opportunity to take a look at the latest drought monitor numbers. They were issued this morning, and we've got those numbers for you in detail. We've also got, of course, the prospects of a rain-making system headed our way by tomorrow night into Saturday, it looks like, and chances of precipitation jump up across our entire trade area very nicely by tomorrow night and especially on Saturday. Now, as far as the drought monitor is concerned, not a lot of change from last week, but when you start thinking about where we were 1 year ago, it is a remarkable picture indeed. Let's talk about the drought monitor first of all, and then a little bit later on we'll talk about our agricultural weather forecast. All of that in just a moment. Indestructible, the hay conservers bale feeders from Go Bob Pipe and Steel. Bob Studebaker tells us stop wasting time and money on those cheap ring feeders.
We have probably one of the most expensive hay feeders on the market, but we have a 10-year guarantee on it. I've never heard anybody give a 5-minute guarantee on their hay feeder. But and most hay feeders that you know go down to the feed store and get, 2-3 years, if you're lucky, is what you'll get out of them. I guarantee 10 years, most likely. If you're just halfway decent with it, it's going to last, you'll be passing it on. So how cheap is it? You know, do you buy a feeder that's a few dollars cheaper and replace it every 2-3 years, or you buy a feeder that you never have to replace?
Go Bob Pipe and Steel's got flatbed trailers, fencing, and you can build your dream corral online at GoBobPipe.com. Call them, 877-851-2365. Go Bob Pipe and Steel. There simply is not a lot of difference between last week's drought monitor and this week's drought monitor. We are up from about 5.5% of the state totally out of drought or abnormally dry conditions. We're now up to about 8% of the state. The addition over in the east central part, right along the Arkansas line, in that Adair County area over around Tahlequah and whatnot, that they've got pretty well out of the drought now. We remain with Washington County, portions of Nowata County, Osage County, a little bit of Kay County, and just a little bit of the Noble County area, totally out of the abnormally dry category as well. Most of our territory is abnormally dry. A little bit comes into the what they call moderate drought. Then you pick up a little bit of severe drought in much of the Oklahoma Panhandle now, and also down basically from around Weatherford, Clinton, down into the Hobart area, and along those, also along the Red River, over from basically east of Ardmore, over toward the Hugo area. Hugo itself is more an extreme drought. The exceptional drought that remains about 1.5% of the state is in that Jackson County and Tillman County area in the southwestern corner of the state. So overall, our area remains out of drought at this time. We're in the abnormally dry category as it stands right now, and does look like that will continue to be the case, especially with these additional rains that are likely to be coming in, it looks like, over the next 24 to 48 hours or so. As far as our agricultural weather is concerned, let's talk about the rain and the temperature ranges the next few days in just a moment.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance. Protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
Our agricultural forecast, sunshine this afternoon. We're going to be warm up into the low 90s, it looks like. 93, 94 degrees could be our daytime highs in many locations. Winds 12 to 14 miles an hour from a southerly direction. Mid-60s overnight tonight, early Friday morning. For the day on Friday, sunshine and upper 80s, close to 90 degrees again. By tomorrow night, we start seeing chances of rain ratchet up, 30, 40, 50% chances of rain tomorrow night. Overnight lows mid-60s. Then Saturday, a rainy day, 70 to 80% chance of rain on Saturday. By Sunday, we're mostly sunny, upper 70s, and Monday, low 80s. That's your ag weather. Midday Oklahoma continues in just a few moments.
BigIron.com knows that when you have money tied up in equipment that doesn't meet your needs, it limits your ability to manage your business. By selling your equipment at BigIron.com, you have thousands of eyes on your equipment, and it turns right to liquid capital. In fact, we have trained reps across the state that can come right to your farm and help you lift your equipment. Mike Wolf helps Oklahoma folks like you lift, describe, and take pictures of your pieces. Just head to BigIron.com and find him in the list of district managers. Or call Mike at 580-320-2780. Everything sells on BigIron.com. You don't pay transportation costs to ship it across Oklahoma or out of the state. So start selling at BigIron.com. If you're looking for equipment for your farm or job, experience the power of BigIron.com. You'll be able to shop for equipment that's right here in Oklahoma or across the country. There are no buyer's premiums, no reserve prices, and every item sells. Our site is simple, easy to use, and you don't need to log in to start viewing the items that are for sale. See for yourself at BigIron.com.
From the rolling prairie to the piney woods and everywhere in between, a Mueller metal roof is always right at home. Our variety of panel styles and color choices complement your natural landscape, providing both outstanding beauty and protection to your home. And wouldn't you love to have a worry-free roof overhead? With a 30-year limited paint warranty, our energy-efficient coatings will provide a fresh and vibrant look for decades. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com to view our photo gallery and take advantage of the interactive color selector tool to help you decide which panel and color style best suits your style of home. Remember, every Mueller roof is made by Mueller in one of our three manufacturing facilities. And with 29 sales locations across the Southwest, Mueller is always ready to deliver friendly, personal service before, during, and after your purchase. Call us today at 877-2-MUELLER. Or stop by and see us soon to make a Mueller metal roof part of your natural scenery. That's 877-268-3553.
Thank you for being with us today here on Midday Oklahoma as our program continues on this Thursday afternoon. I'm Ron Hayes. So glad to be along with you today. And Jim Apel is now in the wings, ready with his agricultural calendar. We're back with Jim on that in just a moment.
Well, I got myself a time machine with Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System, hooked up with a Trimble CFX 750 display and CenterPoint RTX. Easy Pilot helps me make time with precision guidance that steering me to better stands, more efficient harvest, and bigger yields. And I get it all done faster and with a lot less stress. Make yourself some time and make farming more efficient and profitable. The Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System is available at Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
In wheat research, OSU and its licensed Oklahoma wheat farmers make up a national championship team. OSU researchers use their broad expertise to create winning varieties for farmers. Farmers are proud that their purchase of OSU licensed varieties is an investment in Oklahoma State's world-class wheat research. Researchers helping farmers. Farmers helping researchers. In the end, it leads to the nation's best wheat genetics. To find out more about OSU wheat varieties, log on to okgenetics.com. That's okgenetics.com.
More than 250 head of Elite Hereford cattle will sell at the Moss Land and Cattle Company complete dispersion sale Saturday, September 28th. That will be at 12 noon, and the sale location will be the H2 Ranch and Cattle Company in Perkins, Oklahoma. Star Shockwave 13YET sells, plus his progeny and service. He was the 2012 Fort Worth National Champion and the Denver Reserve National Champion Bull. The full sale catalog is available at www.nationalcattlecompany.com. Or you can call herd manager Josh Taylor at 918-605-5139. If you'd like more information on the native plant materials, you should make plans now to attend the Native Plant Materials Conference. That will be October 10th at Oklahoma State University. The conference is sponsored by the Oklahoma Cooperative Extension Service, OSU's Department of Horticulture and Landscape Architecture, and the Botanic Garden at OSU. The conference will take place at the West Watkins Center on the OSU campus. The informational workshops are geared toward industry specialists such as landscapers, nursery personnel, greenhouse growers, and master gardeners, as well as individuals who are gardening hobbyists. You don't have to be a horticultural professional to attend the conference. Early registration is $85, and it must be postmarked by September 30th. Members of the Botanic Garden at OSU, extension educators, master gardeners, Linnaeus gardeners, and students may register early for $60. All registration after September the 30th will be $130. Lunch is included in the registration fee. To register for the conference, you can contact Stephanie Larimer at 405-744-5404. Landowners looking to get the most out of their natural resources should plan now to attend the Fire, Wildlife, Timber, and Cattle Grazing Annual Fall Field Tour October the 8th at the Pushmataha Wildlife Management Area. The tour will take place from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. There is no cost to attend. Participants will gain a better understanding of how to use prescribed fire, timber harvest, and cattle grazing to meet land management objectives, integrate timber, livestock, and wildlife management, and stocking rates and carrying capacities considerations for running cattle and ways to maintain and promote overall forest health. For more information, you can contact Jack Waymeyer at 918-569-4239. Registration for the Beef Quality Summit, which will be on October 21st through the 23rd and October 23rd through the 25th at OSU, is now open. The class spaces fill quickly, so if you'd like more information and you would like to register, you can go to www.fapc.okstate.edu/workshops/BQS. The winter canola industry is expanding rapidly, and it's almost impossible to keep up with the latest information. That's why producer Matt Gard of Fairview compiled the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog. It's an invaluable resource with the latest canola yield data from OSU, KSU, and the Oklahoma Oilseed Commission. The 2013 Winter Canola Catalog has write-ups about each variety and features articles from canola experts. Get your copy of the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog today at canolaofthegreatplains.com. That's it for our Ag Calendar today. You can check out the Ag Calendar online at OklahomaFarmReport.com.
Alrighty, Jim, thanks for that update. Now, stick around, my friends. We've got agricultural news to check on here at the bottom of the hour for Midday Oklahoma. We'll do that in just a moment.
Breaking news. The FDA has approved Bacro 100 injectable enrofloxacin for BRD metaphylaxis in high-risk cattle. I repeat, Bacro 100 is
new.
Bacro 100.
Moo.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I got a question.
And you are?
The interrupting cow. From the joke, you know. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting cow.
Boom! So Baytro 100 can now be used to control nasty BRD bacteria in high-risk cattle on arrival?
Yes.
Hmm. And Baytro 100 can still be used to pull and treat, too?
Yes.
Wow, that's big news. I gotta tell all the new calves about this. Hey, guys, move!
Yes. Baytro 100, right the first time. For more information or to obtain a product label, contact your veterinarian, your Bayer sales representative, or visit Baytro100.com. Baytro 100 is for use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian. Extra label. Extra label use in food-producing animals is prohibited.
No.
A 28-day withdrawal in cattle is required. Do not use in calves to be processed for veal.
No.
As Midday Oklahoma continues, a lot of folks are starting to point to the next set of USDA reports that will matter as far as the grain trade is concerned, and that is Monday midday with the stocks reports on this on the 30th of September. We had the opportunity to chat with Tom Loeffler, Loeffler Commodities, about what these reports may actually mean to the trade. You know, looking ahead to this September 30th set of reports, what do you think? How is this thing starting to set up as far as anticipation of what may come out from Uncle Sam?
I think there's a few people who are starting to kind of wonder whether or not you could see an wheat. Maybe be the surprise. You might see a lower stock number because we have seen some good export sales and good export shipments out there. Corn and soybeans, I don't know if we see that much of a change. It would really get everybody stirred up if they would, you know, lower the soybean stock. And I don't know whether or not Monday's report is going to be quite as earth-shattering as what the October 11th monthly supply and demand report will be, because then we're expecting probably to see change in acreage, both corn and soybeans, which will definitely have some effect possibly on the total production number.
I guess what that October number, the October 11th report, that'll also give us an actual field-based survey guess on the size of the crops.
Yep, we're seeing a little bit more of that, you know, a little more actual facts than that, too. So, you know, that might be more important than what our quarterly stocks will be. Of course, don't forget the quarterly stocks. At the same time, we get our small grains, so we'll see, you know, what the final wheat production numbers are, too.
Alrighty, Tom. Tom Loeffler talking about those next set of stocks numbers that will be out Monday, September 30th, and then, of course, that follow-up crop production report that will be out on the 11th of October. Five states, including the state of Oklahoma, have submitted a plan to preserve the lesser prairie chicken in hopes that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will not recommend the listing of the bird as an endangered species. This is the latest in a series of revisions that these states have been making as they have had dialogue with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. The Lesser Prairie Chicken Range-Wide Conservation Plan has been developed by groups from Oklahoma, Kansas, Texas, Colorado, and New Mexico, all members of the Western Association of Fish and Wildlife Agencies. In a letter to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the group is urging a close cooperation between the wildlife agencies and the states involved and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. It's a 303-page document. We've got it up on our website as far as the link to it. That basically has a goal of supporting a population of 67,000 birds range-wide over the five states on an annualized basis. The overall purpose of creating the plan is to allow the economic development in the region to continue while conserving the population of the lesser prairie chicken. That, of course, has been the big, big fear, is that if the feds come in and sweep in with that endangered species listing, it could shut down wind power development, it could shut down a lot of other energy activity, a lot of ranching activities. It would be a huge, huge burden on the region if it was put in place. Now, if the Fed signs off on this proposed plan, there will be a variety of conservation efforts undertaken to maintain viable populations of the lesser prairie chicken. The hope is to encourage the participation of cooperative landowners in the region. Well, that is a look at our agricultural news. We've got our ag conversation up with Mike Schulte here in just a few moments.
The winter canola industry is expanding rapidly, and it's almost impossible to keep up with the latest information. That's why producer Matt Gard of Fairview compiled the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog. It's an invaluable resource with the latest canola yield data from OSU, KSU, and the Oklahoma Oilseed Commission. The 2013 Winter Canola Catalog has write-ups about each variety and features articles from canola experts. Get your copy of the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog today at canolaofthegreatplains.com.
As Midday Oklahoma continues, our ag conversation today is with our friend Mike Schulte, Executive Director of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. The Wheat Commission is wanting to make a special emphasis this fall in getting the word out about the Oklahoma Junior Wheat Show. This is one of the better kept secrets in the state when it comes to scholarship competition. They've got a lot of money available for scholarships to the winners of this competition. And Mike tells us about the Junior Wheat Show, how you can get involved, and what is at stake for 4-H and FFA members. We're back with Mike on that in just a moment.
Want your kids to feel plumb amazing? Add more fruits and veggies to their plate. Healthy snacks like apples and bananas help kids maintain a healthy weight. Celebrate Fruits and Veggies More Matters Month in September. Learn how at ShapeYourFutureOK.com.
Your kids are growing like sprouts. They could eat some Brussels sprouts, too. Leafy green vegetables will help your kids grow healthy and strong. Celebrate Fruits and Veggies More Matters Month in September. Learn how at ShapeYourFutureOK.com.
Hey, cattle producers, up and coming October 7th, it's Express Ranch's annual Rancher's Fall Bull and Bred Heifer Sale. 282 Angus bulls will sell at 12 noon, Monday, October 7th at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. At about 3 o'clock that afternoon, they'll be selling 500 commercial spring-bred heifers from Express Ranches. For more information, go to their website, expressranches.com, or give them a call, 800-664-3977, Express Ranches, Ranchers Bull Sale.
We're talking today with Mike Schulte from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. Mike, as we get ready to plant this 2014 crop, or obviously some guys have already got some wheat in the ground. Others are waiting a little while for maximum grain yield potential, most certainly. It's a good chance for some 4-H FFA members to be involved in next year's Junior Wheat Show. Tell me about this opportunity.
Ron, I did want to take this opportunity to discuss our state 4-H and FFA Junior Wheat Show competition. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission board members think this is a great opportunity for 4-H and FFA members to become involved in wheat production. We offer over $16,000 in scholarships and awards to the top winners each year for this competition. We are going to be making a few minor changes for the competition this coming year, and are hoping to engage more participation with the students, parents, 4-H advisors, and FFA instructors. We realize that playing time is right around the corner, so we wanted to start this conversation in preparation for next year. And if students have not already, they could maybe be finalizing making their seed selections.
Now, you know, as they make those selections, you indicated that they can find the complete set of rules from this last year already on your website. And they'll essentially be, generally the rules will be following for this coming year as well.
That is correct. We do have the rules for the Junior Wheat Show contest on the Oklahoma Wheat Commission website located at www.wheat.ok.gov. Interested people in the rules should click on the education link, and then they will find a Junior Wheat Show link on the education page. For the most part, those rules are going to stay the same for the competition this next year, but we will have some minor changes, one with that being that the samples will be judged at a different date. In the past, we've been judging in mid-July, but we're going to be pushing that date back to earlier mid-August in order to give students more time to prepare those samples for the visual judging contest. The new rules will be posted in mid-November with those dates and changes for when the samples will be judged next year after harvest.
What do you feel a student is able to learn as they walk through this contest of, you know, actually selecting their seed and taking the crop right on through the harvest season?
Well, it's a great educational opportunity for parents, FFA instructors, 4-H advisors to be working with students to educate them about wheat production. Each student must put a 5-acre plot or more out, and then they take their 10-pound sample to be judged on judging date after the 2014 harvest. But during that time, you know, students have to make selections of wheat varieties. They have to write a report about, you know, what goes into the wheat crop, whether they have to rent their land, the price that it costs for their seed. They have to talk about production costs for fertilizer applications. And then they get to follow that through on the Million Bake sites. They get to see what varieties really are going to be working for yield potential, and then also what varieties are going to be working for our international and domestic market. So it is a really great opportunity for the students to become involved. And we feel like we have a really great story to tell and give them an opportunity to really win some scholarship money.
Talking about the 2014 Oklahoma Junior Wheat Show, that's Mike Schulte. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.
All the latest farm and ranch news can be found at OklahomaFarmReport.com. The Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, a service of Griffin Communications.
Your next chance to buy cattle the superior way, coming Friday, September 27th,
live on Dish Network Satellite 231, DirecTV Satellite Channel 345, and, of course, on the Internet at SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Livestock's video livestock auction this Friday coming from Fort Worth, Texas. It'll start at 8 a.m. Central Time, Friday, September 27th. This week we've got 34,500 head being offered, including about 8,200 yearling steers, 5,000 yearling heifers, 9,200 weaned calves, 8,400 calves on cows, and some cow-calf pairs as well. If you'd like to know the estimated time the lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, you can visit the website, SuperiorLivestock.com, or give them a call, 800-422-2117. The next Superior Livestock Auction, September 27th, this Friday. Remember, at Superior Livestock Auction, we bring the market to you. Now is the time to be making your seed selection for the 2014 winter canola planting season. And CropPlan has three proven choices for farmers to plant through September, October in the Southern Plains. 115W, 125W, and 154W are all Roundup ready to help you break the cycle of weeds in your winter wheat and will produce a bountiful and valuable canola crop to boot. See your CropPlan seed rep to book your seed. Do it before it's too late. CropPlan by Winfield, proud sponsors of the Ron Hayes Daily Email. Hey, cattle producers, up and coming October 7th, it's Express Ranch's annual Ranchers Fall Bull and Bred Heifer Sale. 282 Angus bulls will sell at 12 noon, Monday, October 7th at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. At about 3 o'clock that afternoon, they'll be selling 500 commercial spring bred heifers from Express Ranches. For more information, go to their website, expressranches.com, or give them a call, 800-664-3977, Express Ranches, Ranchers Bull Sale. Howdy, neighbors. Good afternoon, everybody. It's time for us to check your agricultural markets. Mighty glad to be along with you today on this Thursday. I'm Ron Hayes, and we've got higher wheat prices again. The technical movement seems to be pretty strong right now, as well as a weaker dollar helping us out there on the potential of more exports out there in the on the horizon for our wheat trade. We're fractions up on corn. We're down on soybean futures today. Up by about 0.75 cents on cotton futures midday today. It's a mixed bag on our cattle futures. It looks like crude oil is up a little bit today. As far as all the prices are concerned, I want to talk about everything. We'll start with the livestock trade, some of our feeder cattle markets, some more in just a moment.
BigIron.com knows that when you have money tied up in equipment that doesn't meet your needs, it limits your ability to manage your business. By selling your equipment at BigIron.com, you have thousands of eyes on your equipment, and it turns right to liquid capital. In fact, we have trained reps across the state that can come right to your farm and help you lift your equipment. Mike Wolf helps Oklahoma folks like you lift, describe, and take pictures of your pieces. Just head to BigIron.com and find him in the list of district managers. Or call Mike at 580-320-2780. Everything sells on BigIron.com. You don't pay transportation costs to ship it across Oklahoma or out of the state. So start selling at BigIron.com. If you're looking for equipment for your farm or job, experience the power of BigIron.com. You'll be able to shop for equipment that's right here in Oklahoma or across the country. There are no buyer's premiums, no reserve prices, and every item sells. Our site is simple, easy to use, and you don't need to log in to start viewing the items that are for sale. See for yourself at BigIron.com.
Wholesale box beef trade, the choice beef in positive territory today at 36 cents at 193.95. We're up a penny, virtually unchanged on the select at 177.48. That makes it a 16.47 choice select spread now with 117 loads of cuts, trimmings, and grinds. Southern Oklahoma livestock market in Ada, 2,200 head yesterday, pretty good numbers, with steer and heifer calves mostly steady, yearlings not established, pretty good demand for the calves, especially weaned calves and thin to average flesh. Recent gains in the futures and the feeder cattle markets have supported calf prices this week without a doubt. Three to four weight calves from lightweights, $1.92 to $2.28. Four to five weight calves, $1.66 to $1.87. Five to 600 pounders from $1.60 up to $1.70. Fancies all the way to $179.50. Some six to 700 pounders clearing out from $1.49 up to $1.60. That was yesterday at the Southern Oklahoma Livestock Market in Ada. OKC West El Reno, 5,234 head in the trade this week. Feeder steers selling $2 to $4 higher. The feeder heifers, the yearlings, selling $3 to $5 higher. Steer and heifer calves selling unevenly steady, with the exception of some weaned calves trading with very good demand and higher. The four to five weight calves is virtually nothing, $1.89 to $1.95. 5 to 6 weights, just a few, $1.69 to $1.83. 6 to 7 weights, clearing anywhere from $1.65 up to $1.73. Looks like the 7 to 8 weight yearling cattle clearing out from $1.58 to $1.71. Some 7 to 8 weight calves, $1.52 to $1.61. 8 to 900 pounders, $1.51 to $1.62.75. 900 to 1,000 pounders, $1.43 to $1.50. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, October live cattle futures are off 15 cents today, 127.40. December down 2 pennies now, 131.25. The October feeder cattle up $1.17 today, that's at 164.10. October lean hogs down 95 at 92.75. Our grain or oilseed or cotton futures and energy complex up next.
From the rolling prairie to the piney woods and everywhere in between, a Mueller metal roof is always right at home. Our variety of panel styles and color choices complement your natural landscape, providing both outstanding beauty and protection to your home. And wouldn't you love to have a worry-free roof overhead? With a 30-year limited paint warranty, our energy-efficient coatings will provide a fresh and vibrant look for decades. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com to view our photo gallery and take advantage of the interactive color selector tool to help you decide which panel and color style best suits your style of home. Remember, every Mueller roof is made by Mueller in one of our three manufacturing facilities. And with 29 sales locations across the Southwest, Mueller is always ready to deliver friendly, personal service before, during, and after your purchase. Call us today at 877-2-MUELLER or stop by and see us soon to make a Mueller metal roof part of your natural scenery. That's 877-268-3553.
On the Kansas City Board of Trade, the December contracts are at 728 now, a gain of 9.75 cents. We've got March of 2014, 729.5, up 10.25. July, new crop for 2014. The crop we're planting right as we speak, 712.5, up 7.5 cents a bushel right now. December Chicago soft wheat, 678.5, a gain of 8 cents today. December corn, the new crop corn, 455, up 0.25 cents. March corn, up 0.5 cents, 467.75. November soybeans are 1318.5, down 3.25 cents. January of 2014, 1320.25, down 3.75 cents today. We've got the October cotton, up 96 points, 84.69 cents a pound, and December contracts, 85.42 cents a pound. That's a gain of 77 points, about 0.75 cents. Crude oil, up 12 cents a barrel, 102.78. Natural gas up further down a penny, 347 per million BTU. That's where the markets are shaping up. Have a great afternoon, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.
My name is Deborah Taylor, registered dietitian and school nutrition specialist. My job is feeding 4,000 students at Shawnee Public Schools in Shawnee, Oklahoma. Like white milk, low-fat or fat-free flavored milk provides 9 essential nutrients and provides 3 of the 4 nutrients the guidelines say both adults and children need to consume more of, vitamin D, calcium, and potassium. That makes it a great choice at school or at home, whether it's flavored or lactose-free milk, Greek yogurt or traditional yogurt, or one of the many reduced-fat cheese options available. Dairy is a tasty and affordable supply of essential nutrients that can be hard to get from other foods. This message was brought to you by your local dairy farm families and Dairy Max. Visit us at DairyMax.org and learn more about My Plate.
Your next chance to buy cattle the Superior Way coming Friday, September 27th, live on Dish Network Satellite 231, DirecTV Satellite Channel 345, and, of course, on the Internet at SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Livestock's video livestock auction this Friday coming from Fort Worth, Texas. It'll start at 8 a.m. Central Time Friday, September 27th. This week we've got 34,500 head being offered, including about 8,200 yearling steers, 5,000 yearling heifers, 9,200 weaned calves, 8,400 calves on cows, and some cow-calf pairs as well. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, you can visit the website, SuperiorLivestock.com, or give them a call, 800-422-2117. The next Superior Livestock Auction, September 27th, this Friday. Remember, at Superior Livestock Auction, we bring the market to you.
It's 10 minutes before the hour as Midday Oklahoma continues here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. We're glad to have you with us here today. Ron Hayes steps in now with the latest beef industry news at today's edition of the Beef Buzz.
Well, a Midday Oklahoma Beef Buzz guest today, Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Darrell Peel. We're back with Darrell as we talk about tightness in cattle supplies in just a moment.
Here at P&K Equipment, we bring you the best of the John Deere playbook, like the Gator XUV 825 IS4. With room for four, it's made to play hard, or the sleepy style RSX 85i muscle machine. Right now, you can get $500 off these Gators and great deals on financing. Get John Deere's latest play-by-play from the P&K team or visit us on the web at pkequipment.com. And remember, in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 10/25/13. Some restrictions may apply. See P&K Equipment for details.
Hey, cattle producers, up and coming October 7th, it's Express Ranch's annual Ranchers Fall Bull and Bred Heifer Sale. 282 Angus bulls will sell at 12 noon Monday, October 7th at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. At about 3 o'clock that afternoon, they'll be selling 500 commercial spring-bred heifers from Express Ranches. For more information, go to their website, expressranches.com, or give them a call, 800-664-3977, Express Ranches, Ranchers Bull Sale. The market pretty quickly digested the cattle on feed numbers of last week. Basically, numbers showing 7% fewer cattle on feed as of the 1st of September, 11% fewer cattle placed into feedlots in August of this year versus a year ago. Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Darrell Peel says you got to think about these numbers, though, a little more long-term, though, as they definitely show where the market has been to this point and where it continues to head. Tighter and tighter supplies, the result of all the herd liquidation, another downturn on the overall U.S. beef cow herd.
The September USDA cattle on feed report had a September 1 on feed inventory that was down 7%, 93% of a year ago. This is the lowest September cattle on feed inventory since 2003, and so it's indicative of the fact that we continue to pull those feedlot numbers down. August placements were down 11%. That follows a sharp decline also in July, and the last 3 months we've had decreased placements, and we really had decreased placements most of the last 15 months or so, and so we're beginning to see the payoff, if you will, of the drought having deferred all of this, and now we're at a point where feedlot inventories are going to drop dramatically as we go through the next few months.
And Darrell Peel believes we're actually closer to the beginning of these tighter numbers, getting tighter and tighter, rather than at the bottom.
Numbers are going to continue to get tighter, through 2014. If you look back at feeder supplies, more than likely the 2013 or as of January 2014, the beef cow herd is even smaller, which means we have a yet still smaller calf crop in 2014. At the same time, we're probably just now beginning again for the several time to retain some heifers. That means we're gonna pull some additional heifers out of the feeder supply. So the tightest supplies are still well ahead of us in 2014, or perhaps not even until 2015.
And Dr. Peel believes that we're ready to let the train leave the station as far as rebuilding the mama cow herd.
I do think we have done some things over the last several years to kind of position ourselves for fairly rapid expansion once we get to the point where we're expanding. And I really think that's probably happening here in the last part of 2013. With the generally improved forage conditions we've seen in many regions, I think we're sort of restarting heifer retention this fall. And we'll see, the beginning of expansion, maybe at a relatively rapid rate in 2014. But the bottom line is we're talking about 2.5 to 3 years out before we really see much change in the overall level of feeder cattle supplies and beef production.
OSU's Dr. Darrell Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's a special replacement cow and bull sale at McAllister Union Stockyards, Saturday, September 28th at 12 noon. Over 700 head of bred cows, hares, bred heifers, and bulls have been consigned. For more information on this sale, go to McAllisterStockyards.com or call them at 918-423-2834. That's 918-423-2834. The McAllister Union Stockyards Special Replacement Cow and Bull Sale, Saturday, September 28th at 12 noon.
Well, neighbors, we're winding down today's edition of Midday Oklahoma. Still to come, though, some comments from our soapbox in just a few moments. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission has had a longstanding partnership with U.S. Wheat Associates, marketing U.S. grown wheat around the world.
Mike Schulte says a great example of the dividends that have resulted are the sales of hard red winter wheat to Nigeria.
Nigeria happens to be our number one market for hard red winter wheat.
How large, Mike?
This year they've already purchased up to this point, from January into May, 110 million bushels of hard red winter wheat.
And the story of Nigeria buying and loving hard red winter wheat, the type of wheat that we grow here in Oklahoma, the Southern Plains, is remarkable.
Prior to 1993, there was no imports of U.S. wheat into Nigeria. They were not an export market for us at all.
Using wheat producer checkoff money, leveraged with market promotion funds from USDA, U.S. Wheat Associates built relationships, provided technical assistance, and set up milling and baking schools in Nigeria. And the Nigerians fell in love with Oklahoma hard red winter wheat. Building markets, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer.
It's a special replacement Callan Bull Sale at McAllister Union Stockyards, Saturday, September 28th at 12 noon. Over 700 head of bred cows, pairs, bred heifers, and bulls have been consigned. For more information on this sale, go to McAllisterStockyards.com or call them at 918-423-2834. That's 918-423-2834. The McAllister Union Stockyards Special Replacement Callan Bull Sale, Saturday, September 28th at 12 noon.
Wheat farmers, you know that no environment is a perfect environment. So if you're looking for a wheat variety that can tackle any challenge, choose Garrison, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Simply Garrison offers a garrison of protection. It can endure low pH soils, late winter freezes, and many viral and leaf spotting diseases. Join the team of farmers and OSU wheat researchers. Get Garrison, developed by OSU experts and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
At 3 minutes before the hour on Midday, Oklahoma, Ron Hayes steps in with a final word.
Hopping up on our soapbox here at the tail end of another Midday, Oklahoma. Today, well, we're still trying to figure out exactly what's going on with the House GOP leadership. No answers really out there on why they're not bringing up a motion to go to conference with the Senate on the Farm Bill with the clock about to run out on the current extension. Well, what they've got basically to do is to put a procedural motion out there that would basically tie the Farm Bill that was passed in July with the nutrition-only bill that was passed the last few days. Lots of suspicions out there about the reluctance of Eric Cantor, GOP leader, that he does not want to link nutrition and farm programs back together. Cantor has made sure that it's as difficult as possible, as he made the nutrition bill that he was a champion of, that the House passed this last week. Basically, it's a three-year bill versus the more traditional five-year measure that farm bills have been for the last several decades, in fact. So that makes it a little bit harder to negotiate with the Senate on a traditional farm bill when we finally get to that point. Are we going to get to that point? That's the question mark right now. Are they going to do the procedural vote? Probably at some point they will, but are they holding out for some sort of an assurance from the Senate that they'll accept more cuts regarding nutrition, or how does it finally work out? Nobody is really saying at this point. It's tight-lipped, to say the least, as far as the folks that really know. People that are talking probably don't know all that much, it seems like. One other thing on the agricultural calendar I want to remind you of. At the end of the month of October is the National FFA Convention. We will be covering that once again here in 2013. This year, back to Louisville, Kentucky from Indianapolis. And we're looking forward to another great convention. We'll be sponsored this year once again by the Oklahoma FFA Association and the Oklahoma FFA alumni. Have yourself a great day, everybody. We'll be talking to you soon. God bless.